Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
Man, you know, I'm telling you, there's certain statements or songs that, you know, you would hear and you say, man, I don't think I'd ever get tired of listening to that song. And then there's certain statements that would never get old, you know, when you were growing up, stuff that your parents would say, you just remember, you know, hard head, make a soft butt, stuff like that. Things that you might have, you know, been mad at when you was a kid, because you're like, man, every time my mama got something to say, you know what, boy, it's a hard head, make a soft butt. I don't want to hear that. You get older and all of those things just, it clicks, kicks in. You're like, man, all those statements really meant something. I mean, that was good stuff. Well, uh-oh, see, now we got Facebook already acting up. Uh-huh. See, okay, I see it's going to be one of those nights. Okay, give me a second. Let me get back to y'all on Facebook. Okay, and bam, Facebook, I'm back. Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on with the internet. You know how it is. So anyway, as I was saying, you know, there are certain things as a kid growing up, you never could get tired of. You're like, man, I could say that 1,000 times. Or, you know, you get older and you remember those things. You're like, man, I'll never get tired of that. Now, when it comes down to that statement that President Trump just made. Now, give me one second. I'm trying to get that feed to stop buffering. Okay. You know, most of the time when you hear buffering, you know, it's a cool thing. Like I mean, buff top of my head or my car. But when it comes down to live streaming, buffering is a bad thing. So if it is not buffering anymore, let me know. Okay. For those that buffer, you know, man, my stuff buffering. Anyway, so my point is President Trump, when he says you are fake news, I don't think I'll ever get tired of hearing that. That's one of those statements where I'm saying, man, I didn't realize how fake it was. It's like finding out one day that the Easter Bunny isn't real. Santa Claus is not real. That hurts as a kid. You're sitting there like, man, all this time I thought Santa Claus was real, but now I come to find out that just destroyed my whole little world. So finding out that the news is completely, and when I say completely, I mean 100% uncut, pure fake. It's unreal, and it's so obvious that it's fake. Always wonder how other folks can't see it. I peeped it out very shortly after Trump announced. That night when CNN came on and said, Donald Trump calls all Mexicans rapists, drug dealers, and murderers. I said, you are fake news, because that is not what he said. So anyway, with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into some stuff that we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, if you are on YouTube and you look, you'll see the phone number behind me. You're welcome to call in, chat live with me. Let's keep it short, though, because we got a plethora of stuff to go over. And also, same thing with those up top at Facebook. Before we get started, I also want to give a shout out to Extreme Tees, my sponsor. I did. I really do. Who supports this country, everything we stand for and believe in. So therefore, they get my support as well. Now, let's get into this, y'all. Yes, I already know YouTube is playing games, and, you know, it's funny because, see, now I got to do all these little special things to try to work around all of their algorithms and stuff. Every video I upload, I got to try to be crafty with the title. You know, as that election approaches, they're gonna do all kinds of stuff. I'm surprised they won't, you know, I'm walking to my car and somebody hit me with the needle in the neck, put me to sleep. I wake up after the elections. Like, wait a minute, what happened? How many days I've been asleep? Oh, you've been asleep for 2 months. What? No wonder I'm thin and lost weight. So, you know, you can never put it past the left when it comes down to their greed, to their sabotage. And it almost can be depressing sometimes when you look and see just how evil certain people that either has power wants to keep it, or people who wants to gain power, what they're willing to do to get that is very, very diabolical. And sometimes I feel like we're fighting an uphill battle, especially even with President Trump. I sit back sometimes and say, man, that man is carrying a lot of weight on his shoulders. The fact that, you know, he don't really have a lot of support by all of the Democrats. You know, I would like to tell y'all that, you know, I trust all the Democrats and they're really, you know, keeping the president's back, but I can't tell y'all that. I mean, I don't want to lie to y'all. See, little things that bother me about that, smart things that should be done. And I'm thinking, I'm not a politician, but that's just a smart thing to do. For example, when all of these doctors came out and they risked their lives and careers to say that there was an alternative treatment for, you know what? Well, I'm wondering to myself, why didn't the Republicans who have the Senate invite those doctors to Capitol Hill to let them talk? I don't get it. And I'm saying, what are y'all doing? Y'all, you should be going, hey, come on up here. If there's an alternative, if there's a way to stop this mess, come and talk to us. But they didn't do it. And it just goes to show either they are dumb or they're disinterested. They're like, you know what? Forget it. We're focused on more important things. What can be more important than this virus that has shut down our whole way of life? And so when I see stuff like that, I get real, real upset. My hair start to stand up on the back of my neck. That's what happens. Now, before we get started, I ain't gonna go that route. I'm gonna go back to the beginning. All right. So everybody knows that Nancy Pelosi, she's been missing. She only surfaces when it's time to do something evil and diabolical. So of course, a couple of days ago, we had to go on the Easter egg hunt to find out where Nancy is and all that good stuff. And I guess the press brief found her. So let's start off with Kaylee McEnany in our first episode of Finding Nancy. Instead of finding Nemo, we're finding Nancy. Let's check this out.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey.
Two briefings ago, I asked, where is Nancy Pelosi?
Is
today, I can announce we have found Nancy Pelosi. As you can see, we found Nancy Pelosi going into her hair salon. We will be playing the video on loop for all of you to see during the duration of this introduction. Nancy Pelosi was not in the halls of Congress when I asked where she was. She was not working in good faith to make a deal for the American people.
That's hilarious.
Nope. Nancy Pelosi was found in San Francisco at a hair salon where she was indoors, even though salons in California are not only open for outdoor service. Apparently, the rules do not apply to Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all all seen the video footage already of Nasty Nancy creeping in to get her due done. You remember the song, So Hot Creep, yeah, get my due done on the down low. So Nasty Nance had to go get her whatever, her wig done, and instead of adhering to all of the rules of the lockdown that she done put on everybody else in perfect Democrat hypocritical style that they always do. And see, I wouldn't even be mad at them if they just weren't so hypocritical, if they weren't out in everybody's face wagging that nasty, crooked monkey paw like Nancy did, telling everybody to get back in your house. You got to do your service to the country by shutting your whole livelihood down. But not me, not me. I need my due done. So y'all just going to have to understand, I'm nasty, okay? I'm Nasty Nance. I can do what I want to do. It's my prerogative. She's out there singing Bobby Brown, do what I want to do, and got busted. And then had the nerve to get mad at the people who busted her. Not a good look, Nancy. And you know the White House. Trump, he takes the kid gloves off. He knows just how nasty Nance is. So what does he do? Have them come out and run a reel in front of the fake news, the whole press conference, watching Nancy come creeping in with that robe on and that wrap around her head with no mask. Now, if it was really that dangerous, you think Nasty Nance would be rocking no mask? Nah, man. She is in the category of high risk. Now, as much as Nasty Nance loved her life, I'm sure she wouldn't take that chance if it was like Ebola, something she really was scared of. She wouldn't take that chance. Knowing Nasty Nance and the rest of the hypocritical Democrats, they probably all are on hydroxy. I mean, you know, they're probably, hey, look, we're going to let everybody else die, but not us. We're going to take that drug that we've been accusing Trump of being a racist and stupid and trying to kill folks with it. Let's continue finding Nancy.
Small businesses to stay shut down, but only reopen for her convenience. Do as I say, not as I do,
exactly.
Says Nancy Pelosi.
Says Nancy.
Nancy Pelosi is holding up $1.3 trillion in relief for the American people.
What? That's a lot of money.
While getting special access to the very kind of small businesses that this money would support. Businesses like this hair salon. Before she skipped town to violate her state's health guidelines, Pelosi proposed a bill. It was called the HEROES Act, which contained no...
Now, you know what's funny about this? I bet you Nasty Nancy is sitting somewhere while this was going on like, I can't believe that the president is outing me like this. When I get back to Congress with my nasty, crooked monkey paw, I'm going to try to sabotage him just a little more. Because I don't hate the president. I'm a Catholic, and I pray for him every day, even though I hate him. So let's continue.
Additional paycheck protection funding.
Oh, okay.
This is funding that would help with a very small business she has bizarrely accused of plotting against her.
Interesting.
The president sees through Democrats' disregard for Americans in need, and
right.
he took action unilaterally in his own accord.
Right.
He provided relief from evictions. He provided unemployment insurance.
Okay.
He paused student loan payments. And he cut the payroll tax, putting money in the American...
Now, wait a minute. What was Nasty doing? Nothing. Just like the Democrats, in perfect fashion, they always say, you know what, whatever is going on, whatever Trump is doing, I don't care. We got to do the opposite. I don't care if Trump said, you know what, we all got to save baby seals. All the Democrats would say, club those seals on top of their heads with crowbars and baseball bats. Whatever Trump says, let's do, they're going to say, we can never do it. And it's so selfish because even if it could help us, the Democrats don't care. Now, you know Trump, if you give him something like this, where you get caught sneaking out of the hair salon, he's going to let you have it. Let's listen in to Presidente and his take on Nasty Nancy and see if we can track her down, y'all.
These are bad people. I really believe they don't love our country.
They
I watched Nancy Pelosi. You must wear your mask. You have to wear your mask.
Have to.
And we're going to keep every beauty salon closed in California and all over the country.
Oh.
And then I see a picture. I say, Nancy Pelosi, well, where's the mask? And I'll tell you what, she must have treated that beauty salon owner pretty badly. She uses the salon and the salon turned her in?
Now, why do you think the salon turned her butt in? It wasn't because she wasn't a model customer. She was coming all the time. They turned her in because she's a hypocrite. How you going to tell me to shut down my business, not let me work? You're the one that came up with the rules and the guidelines. And your go-to excuse is, well, I was set up. If anything I was guilty of was trusting the salon folks. And I'm going, that doesn't sound like the Nancy Pelosi that I know and love, who's always saying President Trump needs to take responsibility. He needs to take responsibility for his own actions. Well, now all of a sudden, Nasty Nancy ain't doing that. And I don't get it. She needs to take responsibility for her own actions. And Trump sees it, and he's about to call it out. Let's enjoy this together. Let's enjoy this together.
The salon turned her in.
Okay, turn her in.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, let me
I don't think I would have turned her in. I would have said, well, you know, she's a customer. I got to take care of my customers, huh?
I turned her in.
But she made them open.
Right, right, right.
And the salon turned her in.
Unbelievable.
And the salon did business with her. How much do they pay Nancy Pelosi?
Exactly.
Listen.
I don't like her. But wait a minute.
And then she made a terrible mistake.
She made a terrible
because
mistake.
You want people that can't be set up. She said, I was set up. I was set up by the salon owner. I was set up. I said, tell me she didn't say that.
She did, President.
So I just put out that if she was set up, then she shouldn't be leading.
Exactly.
The House of Representatives.
No, she shouldn't. She shouldn't.
I want the salon owner to lead the House of Representatives.
Yes, yes, yes.
She set up, think of it, she set up the Speaker of the House. That
Look.
Was a big mistake. As soon as I heard, she said, well, she set me up. Nancy, you're not supposed to get set up. I was set up. I was set up. Nancy, you're not supposed to get set up. I was set up. I was set up. Nancy, you're not supposed to get set up. You must wear your mask. You have to wear your mask. You must wear your mask. You have to wear your mask. I was set up. I was set up. Nancy, you're not supposed to get set up. How much do they hate Nancy Pelosi? Is the craziness. is like the biggest
what?
Highly overrated person. They just turned off the camera because they don't want me saying that. And the salon turned her in, turned her in. If she was shut up, then she shouldn't be leading. You know what she should have done, honestly? She should have said, I made a mistake. And then she made a terrible mistake. I was set up. I was set up. Then you're not supposed to get set up. I was set up. I was set up. Then you're not supposed to get set up. You must wear your mask. You have to wear your mask. You must wear your mask. You have to wear your mask. I was set up. I was set up. Then you're not supposed to get set up.
That is great, great footage. First of all, I got to give it to the dude who be coming up with these little tracks. I love it. That song right there was, you know, my favorite of the week. I just might have to go ahead and throw that on my, you know, my playlist. Matter of fact, you know what? Before we switch scenes, let's hear what Nancy got to say.
As it turns out, it was a setup. So I take responsibility for falling for a setup. I don't wear a mask when I'm watching my hair. Do you wear a mask when you're watching your hair? I've been there many, many times. I always have a mess. Since we passed the bill, I always have a mess. Now, I just had my hair washed. I just came out of the bowl. Now, I just had my hair washed. I left all my journey safe.
I was set up. I was set up. Then you're not supposed to get set up.
Y'all hear that? See, that song right there is going into history. See, Nancy's going to have to listen to that however many years she got left on this earth talking about something. I was set up. How are you going to go ahead and be like one of the most powerful people in America? You talking about some, I was set up. That sounds like something some of the brothers I know around the city who done got busted doing stuff. No, they were guilty. No, they were guilty. And going to court talking about some, man, Your Honor, I was set up. I was set up. And the Your Honor's going, Everybody knows that you was doing what you was doing, but your go-to is, I was set up. And then when all fails, then they hit him with, all right, Your Honor, I did it, but I'm sick. I got a sickness. See, that's your last resort when you want to get out of something and plead with the mercy. I'm sick. Could you just send me to rehab? I'm sick, Your Honor. No. You got to pay the price, Nasty Nance. So let's hear Trump finish out talking about Nasty Nancy.
Stop, you're representing our country.
Exactly.
You know what you should have done, honestly?
What?
You should have said, I made a mistake. Sorry. And nobody would be talking about it. This is like the biggest story.
Yeah.
It's a big crazy Nancy.
Crazy Nancy.
Highly overrated person. Let me just say. She is a highly overrated person. They give her such good play. She is a highly overrated person.
And I mean highly. That woman, I sit back and listen to the fake news, praise her sometime, and I'm going, how much do the Democrats have to pay y'all to kiss their butts? Because they are the biggest ragtag team of politicians I've ever seen. Nancy hasn't done nothing right. I'm talking Ricky Bobby style, where he told his dad, you know, where he said, you know what? You ain't never done nothing right except make a hot dollar. That's it. That is it. That is it. See, that's all Nancy is worth. Nothing but getting rich and playing the people in her own district. It's unbelievable what they look at as, this is great. That's brainwashing on a whole nother level. Now, wait a minute, y'all. The party ain't going to stop right here. Let's continue.
They just turned off a camera because they don't want me saying that.
That's right.
So, supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet.
Yeah, man. Cut to. So, check it out. They all whining about COVID, President Trump's handling of it. I'm still hearing them throwing out stuff about Presidente Trump. Oh, somebody said, I am buffering constantly. Let's see, YouTube. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to all figure this out together. I might have to go ahead and start live streaming from inside of the server. That, see, now my phone got to reconnect. Yeah, it says I'm live. I'm back. Yeah. So now, here's a little cut. My man put together for me. It's hot, man. I'm telling y'all, this dude's sweet. I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all the name of him. But now he's talking about declare Trump to be doing Clorox or something like that, disinfected. That's what it was. Yeah. So my man be putting together these cuts. Let's check it out.
Supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet. We're leading the way.
in so many different ways, supposing about the light inside the body in some other ways. As we continue to develop potential therapies, I see the disinfectant. I think people are going to know. I'm going to know.
I tell y'all, I could put these cuts on while I'm out jamming at a party, and if you could disguise the voice or, you know, him being Trump, some of the folks that hate Trump would be out in the party jamming like, dude, where'd this come from? What, did they say something about Trump? Oh, heck nah. See, that's how you know these folks aren't thinking themselves, because you could give them an idea, a thought, or make a statement, and they will agree with it. But as soon as you tell them it came from Trump, they shut down. Oh, Trump? Nah, heck nah. You could be like, dude, I believe that everybody should get $1 zillion in America. Man, me too. Trump said the same thing. What? Trump said it? Nah, man, forget that. I don't want nothing from you. That goes to show that these folks are absolutely irrational. But wait. It doesn't stop there, y'all. We got one more. I love that one. But here's another one. Let's see. Yeah, man. Get ready. This one's hot. What? Come on.
You don't hear them talking about COVID. To be specific, COVID-19. That name gets further and further away from China as opposed to calling it the Chinese virus.
Kung flu, the Chinese virus.
Don't you understand, you dumb son of a bitch, calling it Kung flu, the Chinese virus. Testing. Is it double-edged sword? They test. People don't know what's going on.
He's killing it right about now, y'all. Kung Fu, the Chinese virus. Now, see, it wouldn't be so bad, like I said, if the fake phony news would just admit that they're the fake phony news. Because prior to them accusing Trump of being xenophobic and all of that stuff, they were all on TV, and every other word was the Chinese virus, Corona, the Wuhan virus. But then, suspiciously, once Trump came out and said something opposite, heck no, we can't call it that. It's racially insensitive. Plus, China put the foot down. China was like, look here, we run y'all over here, okay, I guess, because we don't want y'all talking about some Chinese virus. And they just changed. Our media is completely beholden to these fake narratives, to the powers that be, to globalists, all of that stuff. They're here for their pleasure. They are here for their using. And honestly, if it wasn't for the fake news, whew, man, the Democrats would be destroyed. They run such interference for the Democrats, it's ridiculous. And yet it works. When I hear people parroting some of the stuff that I go, you believe that? It's one of those things where I'm going, I don't know. I like hypnotism. In my mind, I'm going, what? You let yourself be hypnotized? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I can't be hypnotized, but I highly doubt it. There are certain people that are very easy to just be hypnotized. And I just think that they'd have a real, real hard time. They might have to hit me with the Clockwork Orange to hypnotize me, tie me down and tape my eyes open, let me watch some crazy thing on the screen. But some of these folks, as soon as you throw a narrative out, they're all over it immediately. Oh, well, I believe it. You know, I was watching Don Lemon, and he said all white people in America was born with racism inside. And that's true. That's true. When I hear stuff like that and folks agree with it, I go, what in the heck happened to you? Now, we're going to go ahead and get started, y'all. But before we do it, this right here might just be my absolute favorite cut in the whole world. And that's saying a lot. That is saying a lot. Let me wet my whistle before we get started, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay. Yeah, man. Here we go.
My fellow Americans, our First Lady, and the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Wait a minute. I'm bumping into my car tomorrow, y'all. Born American, pregnant, who is fearless. And who loves.
most important election.
Now, see, you know why folks can't get with this if you don't like Trump? Listen to what this woman was saying. He loves our what? Country. They don't like that. I've never seen anything like this since I've been alive, where you talk about America and folks get mad. And I'm going, are you? You live here, right? You do understand you live in it. I need James Brown to come back. I live in America, hand in hand. Nation, do I need to bring James back to remind you what country you live in as you're trying to destroy the country that you live in? I just don't get it. And that's why every time they hear any patriotic statement, they get upset. Every time Trump comes out, talks about our country, for some reason, they think that must mean white nationalism or slavery. And I'm thinking, y'all are some special kind of dumb to just buy into hating your own country. Unbelievable. But I understand why. When you have folks with the puppy brain and you get the media telling them for many, many years that every situation that you encounter as a minority comes from racism and hatred and discrimination, you create a whole population of folks that's sorry. That's what you do. Same thing with all these white liberals that's out there with Antifa, tearing up stuff, burning down stuff. I saw all of their mug shots, and I'm thinking to myself, why are y'all even out here? Where did you go wrong? Where did your parent go wrong? Half of them, every one of them, standing there taking a mug shot. I'm going, you look like you're working real hard to be a social misfit. Purple hair, green hair, orange hair. They all look like they were just bored with a comfortable suburban life and decided, I'm going to go on a crusade. I want to be a part of a movement. And without checking in and see how they're being used like pawns, they just run off from a good life and decide, I'm going to burn down stuff, tear up stuff, attack folks, loot, and all of that stuff in the name of justice and in the name. See, that's that point where Soros, the Democrats, they can't help you. When you do stuff like burn down a building and get caught, at that point, can't help you. When you pull up and shoot an innocent man on the side of the road, can't help you. You've gone too far. What you want me to do? I can't come in off the bench on that one. So, unfortunately, these folks don't get it, and that's why they would be mad listening to this.
On Fifth Freeway, there is violence in the streets, and I've done more in 3 years than Joe before 7 years. Joe Biden's agenda is made in China. Joe Biden is and made in China. How can the Democrat Party ask to leave our country when it spends so much time tearing down our country?
Who
got this yet to
come? Donald J. Trump.
Kung Flu, the Chinese virus. See, whoever put this montage or song together made sure he slipped that back in just in case the left forgot that it's still the Chinese virus. In fact, it's more the Chinese virus now than it has been, because the other night on Tucker Carlson, one of the ladies from China came on his show, y'all. Now, y'all remember. Y'all remember when Tim Scott, or was it Tim Scott? I forget. One of our senators suggested that it was made in that lab. What did the media do? Listen to this. Tinfoil hat wearing. These folks are coming out talking about some. It was made in a lab. See, this is right-wing conspiracies. That's what it is. It's another form of demonizing people that are white Anglo-Saxon. That's what this is. And now this lady comes over and she lays it out. Says she got all kind of proof. Now, we got to pray for her. You already know. They are a cotton. Thank you. They will be going after her. And I ain't talking about just China.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?